We've got John McGivern in the studio in the KB chair.
I'd love to share some stuff about the 4th of July. First of all, July was the most exciting month as a kid because it had the most exciting day of the year. Why? Because it was the most well-planned with the most fun activity. And it didn't just start on the 4th of July. It started on the 3rd of July when my mom would say, get into the Rambler station wagon. The small kids in the way back, the older kids in the middle seat, and my mom in the front driving to Whitefish Bay. She was driving to Whitefish Bay because we were going to Winkies! Oh, Winkies as a kid was the best. We'd go there to buy the streamers and the flags and the banners and whenever we needed to decorate our bikes. So all day on the 3rd of July, we'd be on our porch or on the sidewalk right in front of the porch decorating the bikes. And I'm telling you, I could decorate a bike. Okay. Okay, I could decorate a bike. But you couldn't decorate a bike until after second grade, you know. Why? Because you didn't have a bike until after second grade. Because as a Catholic boy, second grade, two things happened. And they happened on the same day. First, you received Jesus. And as Jesus was in your mouth, you'd be thinking, where's my Schwinn? Because you got your bike on your first communion. So that you're, there you were on the 3rd of July after second grade, decorating the bike, waiting. And then you would decorate those bikes and you would put them on the porch and just leave them. Like, they'd be on the porch all night decorated, and nobody took them. Like, it was something. And I could hardly ever sleep that evening because I knew that the next day was so exciting. Because the first thing I did was I got on my bike and rode it around the block forever. 6:30 to 8:30, I'm riding the decorated bike, my red Schwinn, decorated to the hilt. And then you would get on the bike and take it down to Bartlett Avenue School to get in line for the procession up to Lake Park. Because that's everybody went to the big park for the 4th of July. And there I was decorating my red Schwinn. And I remember the year clearly when I decorated it all red, my red Schwinn in all red. And right before I left the house to get into the procession to go to Lake Park, I said to my sister, would you mind so much if I? And she said, no, I wouldn't. So I ran into her bedroom. I grabbed her Barbie and taped her to my handlebars. Shut up. She was in a red gown. And I rode it up in the procession, up Newberry Boulevard to Lake Park. And in hushed tones, you could hear the neighbors saying, that's one of the McGivern boys. No, that's the third McGivern boy. I guess his mom wanted a girl. You'd make it up to Lake Park. And not only was this happening at Bartlett Avenue School, but Maryland Avenue School, Hartford Avenue School, everybody going to Lake Park for the bike decorating competition. I loved it. You'd walk the bike across the band shell, third place, followed by second place, followed by first place, and six honorable mentions. No one left that park without winning something. And once you finished the competitions, you would go into that big, empty barn of a place that is now known as the Lake Park Bistro. Like that as a kid was just a big, empty barn. And they would give you those ice cream cups with the wooden spoons. The wooden spoons. I still can't put a wooden spoon near my teeth. It's like, I'd always just put the wooden spoon in my pocket and then take the ice cream cup and shove it in my face. And we'd have to hurry. We'd have to get back on our bikes and go down Newberry Boulevard to Riverside Park and then up Bartlett Avenue to our house because we had to get ready to get in the car, that Rambler station wagon, the small kids in the way back, the older kids in the middle, and mom and dad driving down Oakland Avenue, getting to Water Street and getting to as close as we could to the corner of Water and Wisconsin so that we could get a spot for the circus parade. Important growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And we were never smart enough to bring our chairs down 2 days early. We never did that, but people did. And we'd line up waiting for the most important thing for the circus parade. The cars came by, the big circus, beautiful cars with the lions in. And then came the clowns, which always kind of freaked me out a little bit. And then what we were waiting for, the horses. Here come the horses. And as kids, we would just pray that they would poop. Please poop horses. That's all you wanted to see as a kid was a horse poop. And behind the poop and horses came Mr. Doolin, who lived two doors down. Mr. Doolin was, he was a garbage man, and he had a shovel and a bucket. And us McGivern kids would say, Mr. Doolin! He'd be like, son of a gun! Because we were yelling for him, cleaning up the poop. And days later, we'd say, Mr. Doolin, how many horses pooped? And he'd be like, you go home. And once the parade finished, we'd hurry back to the car because we had to go get ready because we were on our way to Lammin. Lannan, Wisconsin, because my father was a bricklaying welder. And those bricklaying welder union masons had a huge picnic at Lannan every 4th of July. And as a kid, I can remember thinking, Lannan, it's so far. Now as an adult, it's like, it's near Menominee Falls? Like, I didn't know it was so close. We get there, and what we were able to do, we would be able to do as much as we wanted in Lannan that we couldn't do at home, and that was eat. Like, we could eat as much as we wanted at that picnic. And there were huge grills full of roasting corn. And my father would say, have as much as you wanted. As a kid, you'd think, it must be free. Otherwise, we could only have a half a ear. And then you take that corn off the roaster from the guy at the end who put it in this really thick white napkin. And then you'd walk down to the biggest pool of drawn butter. And as a kid, you'd be like, I want to jump in there. And you'd be so proud to be from Wisconsin with that drawn butter and the salt. And you'd eat as much as you wanted. I usually ate 20 ears, 20 ears of corn. And then you'd, if you were sick of the corn, you'd go to the other end of the park. And there were two ladies, just like they had in Lake Park. And the one was handing out the ice cream cups with the wooden spoon. I'd say, no, thanks. Sorry, I have a spoon in my pocket. Do you know the ladies at Lake Park? And or else you'd go to the table next to her. And they were handing out ice cream sandwiches. Chocolate and vanilla. And they'd say, what would you like? And I'd say, I'll have vanilla this time. 10 vanilla, 10 chocolate, 20 ears of corn. By the time I got home, I could poop like a horse. Yes, I could. And then we'd run, hurry, run, because we were done with Lannan, and we left there before dark, you know. And you'd run home and get ready, because my father had to film that big silver thermos king, it was called, because they didn't have igloos, and he had the long neck Pabst Blue Ribbons, and my mother made the secret recipe Kool-Aid, cherry Kool-Aid, that it was almost thick. And years later, I said, Mom, what made that so special? And she'd say, extra sugar. It was like, okay. And then blankets, and we'd walk up Kenwood Boulevard, all the kids and my mom and dad, for the fireworks. And the little kids would fall asleep, and we'd wrap them in blankets, and my father would open up the Thermos King, and we'd have that Kool-Aid that hurt our teeth, and the fireworks would happen, and we'd pack up, and you'd think this was the end of our day, but it wasn't, because my father would say, sit on the porch steps, and he would disappear. He'd disappear into the basement, and somewhere near his work shed, he'd grab what we were all so waiting for all day, and those were sparklers. He'd light those sparklers, and we'd write our name in the dark, and you'd think that was the end, but it wasn't. It wasn't. He'd bring out the box of punks. Remember punks? Which were really kind of like incense. And it's like, oh, we had sparklers, we had punks, and you'd think that was the end, but it wasn't. We were sitting on our wooden steps, and he'd say, get off those wooden steps and come down to the sidewalk, the concrete. And he pulled out those little pieces of what looked like charcoal boogers, and they were snakes. Yes. And first he'd light his Pall Mall cigarette, and then he'd light the snakes. And those snakes grew. It was like magic as a kid. If you go today to Bartlett between Kenwood and Hampshire, in front of 3131 North Bartlett, there are still burn holes in the concrete. It was the 4th of July on Bartlett between Kenwood and Hampshire, and it's changed so. Last year, I don't know if you realize, but they televised the fireworks. They televised local station. Yeah. I live downtown in a condo on the 5th floor that looks over the lake and looks downtown. We can see the fireworks from our condo. Steve and I were sitting there and getting ready to go watch the fireworks, and he said, look, they're televising them. And I said, oh, that's ridiculous. We sat and watched the whole thing. We could hear them out our window. If we wanted to see them, all we had to do was turn our head. We didn't. They finished playing. We looked at each other and said, we are two pathetic homosexuals. We will never do this again. The 4th of July, I so look forward to it.